Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hi, everyone. Today I am hosting solo because my co-host Lisa Davis is feeling under the weather. So I want to send her some love and healing vibes. I know she's listening, so feel better soon, Lisa. Now let's start the show. I love today's topic because it's something I talk about a lot in my seminars and speaking engagements. We have an epidemic of indigestion in this country because of food processing. Joining us today to talk about ways we can improve our digestion is Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, a board-certified internist and medical director of the National Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Centers. Welcome to the show, Dr. Teitelbaum.
Andrew, great to be with you.
Dr. Teitelbaum, digestion is a major issue, and I know that because I'm a registered holistic nutritionist, and I talk a lot about it. It's one of my key points that when I tell people how to heal, digestion is pretty much up there as one, number one or number two. And many of us don't even realize that we have chronic issues that are tied to it. Can you start by telling us how someone would know if they have an issue with digestion?
Well, basically, after you eat your food, you find that it sits there more than an hour and you're getting pain in your solar plexus, or if your stomach is saying this food is indigestible and hits the return to sender button, so you get acid reflux coming back up in your food pipe in the middle of your chest. Those are really good signs that your body is saying you need to be eating differently and giving your stomach support. And then later on down the process, if you get gas, bloating, diarrhea, or constipation, those are signs that there are downstream problems with digestion as well.
So what can you recommend for the average person? Like, because we can get a little bit deeper into that, but what would you recommend for the average person as a good starting point for them to help improve their digestion?
Well, the number one thing is you need digestive enzymes. The enzymes that digest the food have been destroyed in food processing because they also ripen the food. And they processors learned you can get a long shelf life. For example, an ear of corn, the enzymes are in there. And after about 5-10 days on the shelf, it's going to start browning and looking kind of funky. Where if you get corn flakes, where the enzymes are destroyed in the food processing, those have a shelf life. Instead of 5 days, they have 5 millennia, and they're just inert. The problem is when you destroy the enzymes in the food, they become indigestible. So begin by eating whole foods when you can, foods that have not been destroyed in processing. Apples, oranges, vegetables, these things have the enzymes intact. When you're having foods that are processed, get a good plant-based digestive enzyme. Animal enzymes don't work, but plant-based ones, ones like Complete Gest, anyone that has the plant-based enzymes will help your digestion immensely. And then the next thing to realize is that indigestion is not too much stomach acid. That is a myth that's been propagated by drug companies that are selling acid blockers. And if you look at the bold label and black box on these acid blockers, it says not to be taken for more than 2 months or sometimes 1 month because they totally turn off stomach acid. Your body makes acid for a reason. It needs it. And when you turn off the stomach acid, you get a lot of nutritional deficiencies, osteoporosis, and a host of other problems. So let's tell people how to heal up their indigestion because, Andrea, as you know, the acid blockers are addictive because when you stop the acid blockers, your body makes a Niagara Falls of acid, and all of a sudden your stomach's not prepared and it's going to hurt. So we'll go through a simple way today that people can wean off of the acid blockers, improve the digestion, and get their digestive health back.
I love that you're saying that, Dr. Teitelbaum. You know, I talk a lot about the HCL, so taking HCL, because a lot of people, like you said, they think that they have too much acid and that they're afraid to take it. But it's such a little known secret, and the fact that we're talking about it today, thank you, that people should be taking it. So let's just before we go on to, you know, the next point is, how should they be taking the acid? So is it hydrochloric acid, Dr. Teitelbaum? Is that enough for someone to take with their meals on top of digestive enzymes?
Yes. Those two together make kind of a 1-2 punch that gives your stomach what it finally needs to be able to digest the food so it doesn't hit that return to sender and reflux button and reflux it. But there's a couple things. There's betaine, HCL. You can get them in tablets or capsules in most health food stores. I have people take one with small meals, two with large meals. A little known trick that may not be the first one on your list, Andrea, that you want to do, but colas. Colas are the same acid as hydrochloric acid. They have a pH of 2 because of the phosphoric acid. Regular colas, because of the excess sugar, or to me, are basically poison. But a diet cola, and especially if you get the one that's not made with NutraSweet, but really 4 ounces refrigerator cold, even one can, of any diet cola. Zevia has a very good natural cola, the stevia sweetened, and you can drink it with your meal, and it will actually help digest the food because it supplies acid. So that's a tastier way than just getting the pill.
I like that. That's a good point. But I do want to repeat what you just said for our listeners, is if you're going to have a diet cola or a diet drink, not to have one with any of the artificial sweeteners like acesulfame potassium or aspartame. So very good point. Like you mentioned, Dr. Teitelbaum, Zevia is a good brand, but also Begley and Bills. They use stevia and erythritol. So really good options. Oh, that's great. That's a very good tip. Thank you for sharing that. I wouldn't have thought of that.
But what I'll let people know is make sure it's refrigerator cold, not on ice, because ice cold will inactivate your body's own digestive enzymes. So just keep a can in the fridge, and that can be a good help. Now, what to do if people already have the indigestion, because they're addicted to the acid blockers. So I'm going to give you a three-step program of things that people can do. Number one, licorice is very, very helpful in head-on studies against Tagamet. As effective. You can get chewable ones. They taste kind of funky. I recommend one called Gut Soothe. You can get that in any health food store. You can get it online. Take those a couple times a day. Just follow the label directions for all of these. And then after about 2 to 4 weeks on that, you can add in something called Advanced Heartburn Relief, which is or Advanced Heartburn Rescue, because that has something called limonene, which helps to kill off the infection, the H. pylori infections that tend to cause indigestion to persist. And then when chewing on an antacid, instead of a calcium antacid, which may have some increased risk of heart disease, get one that has also magnesium and vitamin K. So there's one called Immediate Heartburn Relief. So those three together will wean you off of the acid blockers, help restore your digestion, and help you heal. And then, after about 2 months of those, you can maintain healthy digestion by eating whole foods, getting some acid support, getting some digestive enzyme support. A very nice way to get digestive enzymes with your food would be to eat a slice of papaya. Papaya
is loaded. I was just going to say that. That's great.
Or pineapple. Loaded with it. So this way, what I do, in the morning, for example, I have a papaya in my fridge. I live in Hawaii, so it's kind of easier, but you can get them anywhere. And I'll take a couple of scoops, small scoops, and put it in with my breakfast, whole grain cereal, and instead of enzymes. And you can take a lot of restaurants, sliver slice of papaya, and you will find that it will help your digestion dramatically. It's a lot cheaper, safer, healthier, and a whole lot tastier than medications or other pills.
I love that you're saying that. And I just want to clarify a couple points. For the licorice, we're not talking about, you know, the Twizzlers that you can get in the store. We're talking about the licorice, the herb. So for those who are listening and think they can go, you know, get a piece of Twizzlers, that's not the herb that we're talking about. I love that you're talking about the limonene. I actually use it for my vitamin D to help break down the fats. And I love that you mentioned pineapple and papaya, because pineapple has the bromelain and papaya has the papain, which are the enzymes. And, you know, Dr. Teitelbaum, I love talking to you. You're so knowledgeable, and I love that you're a regular guest on our show. But unfortunately, we are out of time for today. It goes by so quickly, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Well, you know, this way people can enjoy their holiday meals and feel great.
Thank you, Dr. Teitelbaum. Thank you so much. And if you want to learn more about Dr. Teitelbaum, you could visit his website at endfatigue.com. You could also follow him at Twitter at Dr. J. Teitelbaum. I'm Andrea Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening. Stay well.